In Liberty, Calhoun, and McCulloch counties, many voters break from their registered party when they hit the polls. Take Liberty County. 69% of its registered voters are Democrats, but in statewide races, they supported Republicans in a ratio that's almost the exact opposite. DeSantis pulled down 77% of the vote to Gillum's 20. In Calhoun County, registered Democrats are nearly double that of Republicans, but DeSantis was the preferred gubernatorial candidate. Liberty's Supervisor of Elections Gina McDowell, who declined an interview, said, quote, "It's always been that way." But in McCulloch, it seems that tide is turning.
We've seen a shift in McCulloch County for several years now, but typically our county was registered probably about 60% Democrat, 40% Republican for years. Since the last presidential election, we've seen that gap closing much faster.
Ralph Thomas is a county commissioner and chair of Wakulla's Republican Party. The county just this year saw Republicans overtake Democrats in registration, which Thomas says is unprecedented.
As far as I know, this is the first time in the history of Wakulla County that we've ever had a Republican majority.
Wakulla's registered Republican lead isn't by much, just north of 50%. Yet in 2016's presidential election, Donald Trump got 68% of the vote to Hillary Clinton's 28%. And in Florida's midterms this year, Scott outperformed Nelson by 30% and DeSantis bested Gillum by 39%. Former Florida and U.S. Congressman Alan Boyd is a lifelong Democrat who lives in the region. He points to a changing party for answers to numbers that might perplex out-of-towners.
I watched that over the 22 years I served in elected politics. I watched it just slowly change. Each cycle we'd see the Republican numbers bump up in some of those rural counties until we got to 2010, which was the coming out of the Tea Party.
The party had begun to shift away from the so-called Blue Dog Democrats, those that espoused more conservative values. As the mainstream Democratic Party began to contrast more starkly, Republicans snapped up some of those voters.
It's hard to know exactly what was doing that, except that I think the electorate began to see the Republicans more supportive of our national defense system. Maybe they were more socially conservative on some issues such as abortion and gun rights and some of those things.
In Boyd's estimation, it's been mostly white men who have been leaving the Democratic Party, but he says Democrats have been winning over the Hispanic vote, which he says is coveted by politicos in the state. Though he maintains when both parties are thriving, everyone benefits.
We really need two strong parties in a two-party system. Our government works best when there's a divided government. And there's an old saying that I think that's been proven several times. I saw it happen a couple of times during my service, 22 years of service, is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.